This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we have a great opportunity to speak to one of the world's most respected and leading experts when it comes to charting the course of what we're going to experience, how we are going to respond to the continued pandemic of the coronavirus and COVID-19. The Delta variant in particular. Dr. Ali Mokhtad is a professor of health metric sciences at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington here in Seattle. And I've been following Dr. Mokhtad's work throughout the pandemic, and he has projected, sometimes with startling accuracy, exactly what is going on with the pandemic right now. And he has some fairly alarming news for us in terms of expectations. Dr. Mokhtad, do I have it correct? First of all, thank you for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You've written, by the way, 550 articles on this issue of health metrics and global health. And you most recently are projecting 100,000 more deaths just between the 1st of September and the 1st of December. Is that right?
Yes, we are projecting about 116 additional deaths from August 30th to December 1st from COVID-19 in the United States.
Which is extraordinary. That means we're talking about 50,000 deaths per month?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. We're talking about roughly about that much number. But what's very important to remember when we put such a number, that if 95% of us wear a mask when we are outside, indoor or outdoor, when we cannot keep a safe distance, we can reduce that number by 52,000. So it's very important to remember that, yes, we can change this number. It's not something written in stone. It's simply our behaviors.
What do you say? Now, again, you're talking about 50,000 saved lives. Is that right?
Yes, 50,000 saved lives simply by masks. Of course, immunization and vaccines will help even much more, but that's what we need to do here. Many Americans are not wearing a mask when they are outside. Right now, at the national level, we are about 25% of mask wearing, and mobility is very high, similar to what we used to do in terms of activities, similarly to what we used to do before COVID-19 started.
One of the questions would be, is it important if someone actually has already had COVID? Is masking and vaccination important, including for those people who have already survived the disease?
Yes, it is. It's simply because we don't have much cross-variant immunity. So somebody who has been infected by a variant before Delta does not have much immunity against the Delta variant. So this virus is mutating so fast and is making the vaccines less effective. So the Delta variant is making the vaccines less effective. And yes, even somebody who has been infected before the Delta variant should go and get a vaccine and make sure he or she will increase their immunity and be more protected.
Okay. In terms of saving all of these lives, what do you right now, there's people talking about some resignations that have occurred at the CDC. I know you used to work at the CDC. But some resignations that have occurred because there are doubts about the idea of a booster, of a third vaccination with the Pfizer product. Is that still the recommended procedure for the maximum protection?
So you're talking about resignation from FDA. Let me explain the booster. Right now, the data we have, mainly from Israel and the UK, and even now from the United States, we have many studies are coming out showing that after vaccination, your antibodies will spike, but they start declining slowly. And at 6 months, most of your antibodies that we would like you to have in order to be ready and protected against an infection will decline a lot. And there is a need for a booster. And many countries, as you well know, have started already giving a booster after 6 months. Yes, a booster is very important in order to prevent infection, but so far the vaccines, even without a booster, are very effective in preventing serious illnesses, hospitalization, and mortality.
I would assume that I'll just let you answer. What about, there are a lot of people in the world of media, particularly in talk radio and podcasts, who are encouraging ivermectin, which is a horse dewormer. To the very best of your knowledge, does this have any positive impact on people who take it?
Not at all. It's not used and doesn't have any scientific evidence that it will protect against COVID-19. Unfortunately, there are so many rumors out there, and I hope people listen to science and follow scientists only.
Okay, what do you say to people who claim that the breakout rate of breakout cases with people who have been fully vaccinated is so very high? There are even claims that, according to some numbers, people are more likely to get the virus if they have been vaccinated. Can you speak to those reports?
Oh, of course. Definitely it's not true. So people who are vaccinated are definitely less likely to get the virus or get infected. So right now, if you look at our hospitalization here at UW and elsewhere in the country, the majority of people who are in hospitals for COVID-19 are unvaccinated. If you look at deaths in the United States, the majority of people who are dying, 97%, 98% are people who are not vaccinated. So yes, the vaccines are highly effective, and we shouldn't doubt the effectiveness of the vaccine simply because, look around you, people who are in the hospitals right now, this surge that we are seeing right now is a surge among the unvaccinated and unfortunately young adults who happen to be not vaccinated, and kids who are not yet eligible to get the vaccine.
And I take it that the number you were estimating, that by maxing alone we could save 50,000 lives before December 1st, that even if the masking isn't as thorough and universal, ubiquitous as it should be, there still are literally thousands of lives that could be saved if people would cooperate even partially. Isn't that true?
Exactly, definitely. I mean, we need to, in order to control COVID-19, we need to think about our community and not about us as an individual. Yes, our actions, whether I take the vaccine or wear a mask, will not only help me and benefit me and my immediate family, but my community, because I reduce the circulation of the virus by doing so. We protect our children. You know, our children are our future. They're not eligible to get vaccinated. And we want them to go back to school because it's very important for their education to be able to go safely to school.
What about the claim, last point? People say that children are not really eligible for getting the virus or being seriously ill. But that's no longer true with the Delta variant, is it?
That's not long anymore true. We're seeing a lot of infection among children. We have in our hospital children on oxygen right now. Now, children can be infected, and unfortunately, they will have a long-term effect from COVID-19. We need to save our children. We need to put a wall around our children to protect them, and that wall is vaccination and mask wearing.
Dr. Mukhtar, this is Dr. Ali Mukhtar of the very, very prestigious Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. The numbers they use are used around the world. And Dr. Mukhtar, if I can thank you for joining us on the show, and God bless you for your work, and may that continue to save lives and reduce pain. We will be right back on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me say that part of what you just heard from Professor Mukhtar, Ali Mukhtar, of the University of Washington, obviously tracks very closely to what I've been trying to share with you, and which I know angers a lot of you. But Let me make it clear. I've never met Dr. Mukhtar person to person, but I'm inspired by him. And I'll tell you why. He's been in the United States for 17 years. Actually been in the state of Washington for 17 years and working at the University of Washington and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. He has his PhD from Emory University. He has devoted his life with a prodigious amount of work. I mean, I write articles, right? He's written 550 peer-reviewed journal articles. This is a lot of work in the field of health metrics, which is basically trying to predict the course of disease and how you deal with it. And again, first of all, someone like this who comes to the United States, joins us here in the United States, obviously you could tell from the accent, he's Lebanese, I believe. But I know he went to a university in Beirut. And if you look at someone like that, it is the great blessing of America that we are able to attract people who devote their lives and willing to take all kinds of crap, which people like Dr. Fauci have taken, to devote their lives to save your life and that of your children and for the welfare of the country. I'm sorry, I do not fully understand why do we have this problem in America with the profound distrust of the medical profession? Because if you look around the world, there's nothing like what we have here in terms of an organized effort to discredit the effort to get people vaccinated and to get some handle and some grip on this raging pandemic. It's a terrible thing. We were talking about earlier today about the bad economic news, and it's all directly related to the pandemic. Nick Bunker, who is a Bank of America analyst, said to the press this morning, analysts agree across the board that today's report has the Delta variant written all over it. And he says that the fact that leisure and hospitality sectors fared worst underscored the pandemic factor. Unemployment in the most COVID-sensitive industries dropped in August, while the rest of the economy merely slowed down. The fact that the unemployment rate stayed the same also means that the number of people looking for work went down considerably. This is not a fraud. This is not only a profound danger to our children, and we were talking yesterday about that school district that closed down with more than 50 infections and 2 deaths from teachers. And the idea that that people are willing to question everything in a way that people are not in the rest of the world. By the way, if you have an explanation for that that you'd like to put forward, why is it that America, more than other wealthy countries, and we do count as a wealthy country, very wealthy country, why is it that people in our country would be more willing to challenge the whole idea of listening to our medical experts? There's today 9 troopers and more than 24 state firefighters in Oregon allege that Governor Kate Brown's vaccine mandate, which applies to executive branch employees, is violates their state and federal constitutional right to free expression. An association from this group of firefighters and law enforcement officials seeks to stop the enforcement of Brown's mandate and comes 2 days after an Oregon State police trooper based in Bend announced on social media that he would defy the order to take the vaccination. Trooper Zachary Coing was placed on paid leave 2 days ago after the video, which he took in uniform and in his patrol car, came to light. This lawsuit has nothing to do with the efficacy of the vaccine at this point, said Dan Tennell, the lawyer representing the troopers and firefighters. It has to do with having their jobs held over their head. Let us go to Paul in St. Louis. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Michael, nice to talk to you today.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
So, I wanted to talk to you. I think, like, one question that you've consistently had over time is, why the distrust of the medical field? And I think, you know, part of the issue is, for instance, the way you talked about the Bangladesh study that was published the last couple of days. And it's obvious from the way you talked about it, and also obvious from the way some of the sound bites that you played about that report, that nobody actually read the report. Because it was not a randomized controlled trial that tested whether or not masks reduce the R naught associated with COVID. The randomized controlled piece of that particular study was the advertising encouraging people to wear masks. And what they specifically said in the report was, we can make no specific comment with respect to the actual efficacy of the mask in reducing the spread of COVID.
Okay, let me read you what the way the New York Times reported on this, and some of the comments that were made by the senior faculty member at Yale, whose name I forget, but was one of the people who actually was behind this particular report. If you want to hold on, Paul, we'll get a response for you in just a moment. I'm not ducking your question. I think it's an important question, but we'll go to it coming right up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Calm down for a minute. Do you understand how irrational you're sounding?
Because I'm not sounding irrational.
You're not.
No.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dismal jobs report as we head into the long Labor Day weekend. The U.S. economy adding only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. As far as the reason for the dismal report, ADP chief economist Neela Richardson tells CNBC.
It's not that there isn't hiring demand out there, but there are still these lingering issues of COVID concerns and the lack of full-time, affordable child care. Never have I spoken.
Gas prices are going up as we head into the Labor Day weekend. The latest AAA national average finds regular at $3.18.4 a gallon, which is the highest Labor Day weekend prices in 7 years. On this date last year, regular was going for $2.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
On the Michael Medved show, we're talking about a question that I posed, which is why should the United States have a much more organized, prominent movement questioning the recommended medical procedures and medical responses to save lives? Why should that be a more of an issue in the United States than it is in any other Western or Eastern, for that matter? So certainly in East Asia, there is a great deal of acceptance of some of the basic recommendations on in terms of dealing with the COVID-19. And Paul in St. Louis has called up and said, well, this report only shows advertising. Let me give you a few headlines on the report. The headline is, surgical masks reduce COVID-19 spread. Large-scale study shows. Researchers found that surgical masks impede the spread of COVID-19 and that just a few low-cost interventions increase mask-wearing compliance. And the researchers enrolled nearly 350,000 people from 600 villages in rural Bangladesh. Those living in villages randomly assigned to a series of interventions promoting the use of surgical masks were less likely than those living in control villages to develop COVID-19, which is caused by infection with SARS-CoV-2. And they quote Dr. Stephen Luby, who has an extraordinary background. I won't even go into detail about it, but he is at his medical degree from the University of Texas, and internal medicine residency in University of Rochester Strong Memorial Hospital, studied epidemiology and preventive medicine at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says, unfortunately, much of the conversation around masking in the United States is not evidence-based. Our study provides strong evidence that mask wearing can interrupt the transmission of SARS-CoV-2 It also suggests that filtration efficiency is important. This includes the fit of the mask as well as the materials from which it is made. A cloth mask is certainly better than nothing, but now might be a good time, he says, to consider upgrading to a surgical mask. Now, what gives you trouble about this, Paul?
It's the interpretation that he's providing. So, like, if you actually look at the study and you actually get into the details and you read it, what you find is that the randomized
part hasn't been published yet. It's only in the advertising.
The randomized part was only in the advertising. So then what they do is they try to kind of, with one degree of separation, then correlate. The other part of the advertising was not just masks. There was, and they put this in the report. It's in the report. Part of the advertising was also social distancing, hand washing, and a whole bunch of other things. And in the conclusions of the report, they flat out say, we cannot distinguish causality and separate which of these various factors was the one that actually manifested in the reduction of transmission.
Correct. Now, I mean, but they have a... What's that? Go ahead.
Okay, so, you like to throw out the credentials of this guy. I'm as credentialed as this gentleman is. I, for a living, and I feed my family off of statistical modeling. And I could name off the companies that are on my client list, but I'm not going to. This is what I do for a living. I look at data. And when I look at the data, the way that the data is interpreted and the way it's advertised is genuinely misleading.
What is misleading? Are you alleging, Paul, that it is not helpful or useful to maintain social distancing, to do lengthy hand washing, and to wear masks, particularly when you're indoors? Are you questioning if that's helpful?
No, I'm not questioning that. I'm not questioning altogether that it's helpful. I'm questioning that you can identify one of those items.
Okay, so fine. I think that's absolutely fine. But masking appears to be very close to, according to all of the expert opinion, and I have read a great deal of it, and I have heard no one who is suggesting that masking isn't helpful, that social distancing isn't helpful. And all you hear from people is crackpot notions, and they are crackpot notions, and I don't care how credentialed you say you are, that COVID-19 is not a problem. We are close. We are approaching, 630,000 people who have died. And these are not fakes. They're not fake bodies. This is not a COVID denial. Let's hope not. It's real. And it seems to me that as a citizen and an educated person, all these things you're saying about yourself, and I do appreciate your call, that anything that can help in this regard, anything that can help the sick kids who are flooding into our hospitals right now, and we just had a fatality from COVID-19 for a small child at Seattle Children's Hospital. And why would you get the same message in around the world, literally, with no responsible or well-credentialed physician taking, for instance, the idea that you're going to do better with horse dewormer, with ivermectin, than you will with vaccines and masking?
I didn't bring up ivermectin. You just did.
I did, because a lot of the people who question this turned to that. Oh, that'll protect you.
No. No, a lot of them, I think you're also on the ivermectin issue. I don't think that you've done very much research because
literally every physician, including physicians that I have a longstanding, and again, remember that entire thing with a hydrochloroquine that was supposed to be the immediate answer, and then it turns out you find out the origins of that whole hydrochloroquine thing. It just seems to me that we are blessed. Will you agree with me that we are blessed with some of the best medical scientists, the best doctors, nurses, hospitals, institutions, anywhere on the planet?
Not some of the best.
Okay, good. So why do you distrust them? Why do you find
So, Michael, another thing that you brought up yesterday specifically was, you know, has the FDA ever approved anything that wound up being absolutely tragic? If you would like, I can go to John Ioannidis' website, and he will list out for you all of the FDA-approved drugs that killed tens of thousands of people since then.
Okay, when?
That's an example. In the early 80s, the norovirus, which is a coronavirus, we developed an FDA-approved vaccine back then. We distributed 5 million doses of that.
Okay, but this is... I'm sorry, the story that you're wanting to tell, they estimate about 2 billion people have taken the vaccine, are fully vaccinated now. And then there's some numbers that say it's 5 billion who have taken it. And are you suggesting to me the vaccines don't work?
No, I'm one of them who's taken a vaccine.
See, well, not one of them. You're one of 5 billion. So good.
Yes, exactly. But, Michael, here's the thing. We've given out drugs in the past. And in the short term...
Okay, look, I mentioned I know all about thalidomide, which was a terribly tragic thing. People make mistakes in medicine. That's why you have this entire malpractice industry, which I think is another issue that's worth covering. But to question the basic integrity of our medical institutions is evil right now, especially when people are facing the kinds of challenges we are. We will be right back.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. the company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just a little bit of background. Bloomberg has a COVID-19 tracker that they maintain. And there have now been worldwide 5.43 billion shots of COVID-19 vaccination that have been given around the world. 5.43 billion. That's not 5.43 different people, because most of them are two-shot sequences, but you're still talking about at least 2 billion people. And there are not yet 8 billion people on the planet. It's a great, great many people who have received the shots and have been administered. In the United States, as of today, 374 million doses have been given out today, and the latest rate was roughly 41 million doses per day. In last week, an average per day, which is way up, by the way, more people are taking the doses, and that's good news for this country and gives us some chance of conquering this thing, or at least getting it under control. 954,046 doses were given out per day last week, which is just extraordinary. And by the way, what a triumph for America that we've been able to administer that. This is all extraordinary and worth celebrating, seems to me. Let's go to Scott in Snohomish, Washington. Scott, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, real honor to be on your show.
Thank you.
I have kind of two comments leading to hopefully answer your question, and also I'm going to try to help you with something. I call in kind of as a common man, wondering, you know, why is there the hesitancy for the vaccine and masking as well? I have been vaccinated as my whole family was. It was done primarily from pressure from my mother, which I'll get shell for because I know she's an avid listener.
But one of the things
I was challenged by when I made my decision, though, is I find that there's two things that kept me from wanting the vaccine, and I could kind of lead this into the masking as well. One is, of course, we have all the political dancing around from party to party, from state to state, federal to local, to, you know, differences of opinions. But more so, one thing I think has always been missing since really day one with COVID were more detailed information to what exactly the vaccine does. And I'm going to kind of point to just something you said a minute ago in a couple sentences. You said vaccine, then you said vaccines. know, there's several of them here. You've got different ones worldwide. So even when you mentioned the $5 billion, was that, are all the vaccines the same? Are they different recipes, different cocktails? Are they going to have different effects? And to kind of spin that off to my main point, though, I know I kind of babble a bit.
Okay, let me just say you just a little bit quickly, because I wanted to let you finish. But the vaccines are very similar. They are different. The Russian vaccine is supposed to be less effective. The Chinese Sinopharm, I think they call it, Chinese vaccine, has been judged to be less effective, but they all apparently do confer benefit. But go ahead.
That was actually an excellent answer, which leads to my next statement, which I think will be helpful not only for you on the radio, but everybody else, from presidents to governors to other talk radio hosts, is give the people more detailed information to what the shot entering their bodies going to do. I back when we were little in school, we'd have all the documentaries in school to what stuff would do, and even in modern day life, we know the born on date on our beer. We know what diet plans are going to do what. I know exactly how many things are in relief factor. Do I hear it on the radio? And I know what to do, et cetera, et cetera. So why don't we have, or can Hollywood help? To help people know exactly what the
And I think it's a good suggestion, but the one thing that I think most people do understand is that the vaccines function by the way all vaccines function, which is by strengthening your immune system, increasing antibodies, particularly increasing antibodies that can deal with the COVID-19. And again, Dr. Mukhtar repeated the statistic today that right now the death rate shows that 97% of people who are actually dying, and I think it's 94% they estimate of people who get hospitalized, are unvaccinated. And what's astonishing about that is most people in America are unvaccinated now. And so I'm glad your mother persuaded you. It's one of the ideas here is I honestly believe that part of the resentment or fear of vaccines is based on the prevalence of conspiracy theorizing and people assuming there's some kind of plot by which people would falsely support vaccination policy. There's a email that just came in, and it's from Oklahoma, and I think it's from who is it from? From Lance, thank you. And Lance in Oklahoma says, Michael, can you please stop refraining from pounding on the desk or whatever you are doing when you get worked up and passionately talking on your show? This is extremely distracting and loud for those of us who listen on headphones or earbuds. We hear everything. I'm not... You know what I'm doing? I think it is that makes that happen. Basically I'm moving the microphone, which I sometimes... And the microphone is resting on my desk in my little cubbyhole in my personal office at home. And I will try, this is something I can easily try to be careful about and to avoid shifting the microphone. Here, I'll show you what that sounds like. That sounds like that, right? I'll try to avoid doing that. It's there in a pile of papers and next to my Comarex machine and my cup of water. And I'll try to be more conscious for people who are listening on earbuds. This comes in from Cheryl. And she's in Monroe, Washington. And she says, pull your head out, Michael. Sirhan Sirhan is no more guilty than was Lee Harvey Oswald. Oswald spelled wrong, by the way. Both were patsies. You are either incredibly stupid or a deep state shill. And then I would like to give that one a little bit more time. Then there's one from Sam in Indianapolis, who says Fauci is a mass murderer and you are an accomplice. Can I say something? Dr. Fauci, before COVID started, saved a great many lives with AIDS. He has devoted his life to goodness. I think it is goodness to help people who are in pain and to protect them from death. So if you call me an accomplice of Dr. Fauci, that makes me proud. I would like to be an accomplished Sam in Indianapolis of Dr. Fauci. The idea that he is a mass murderer, that he created or is responsible for the virus, makes about as much sense as the idea that Sirhan Sirhan is not guilty. I was there, Cheryl, and I have been interviewed, as I've mentioned before, three times by the FBI. And not because I was involved or had any implication of being involved in the murder, but just because I was not that far away from it. I was not in the kitchen. I was right by the podium in the Ambassador Ballroom on June of 1968. If Sirhan Sirhan was a patsy, why did he confess? Why did he ask for the verdict to be changed to first-degree murder? He did. Why did he say in previous... He says that he must have shot the gun, which is very obvious, but he said he doesn't remember. But he only began saying he doesn't remember after his original interrogation. And the fact that the documentary evidence that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy is very high, but nobody was an eyewitness to see Oswald do it. There were tons of eyewitnesses who saw Sirhan, who fired his gun at point-blank range into the back of Robert Kennedy's head. And if someone actually wants to seriously challenge that, write to me, or you can even call in. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.